Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via your cell phone, thank you, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening online through Facebook or Twitter, thank you, guys, for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. Have a great show for you today. I guess we'll jump off into it in just a minute. But before I get started, today's my second day back on the air, okay? And a lot of things are going kind of funny, okay? I'm in the process of uploading all this music onto my show, because all the music that I had before is gone, okay? So I'm uploading all this music back to the show. The phone number changed to the show. I'm having to redo cards and armbands and everything, you know? You know what I'm saying? So you guys have to bear with me for the next couple of days, but hey, it's going to get better, right? It's going to get better. Now, today's word of the day is tenubris. Tenubris, T-E-N-E-B-R-O-U-S. Tenubris means, it's an adjective, and it means shut off from the light, hard to understand, or causing gloom. Hard to understand sounds good for tenubris to me. Tenubris. So you guys can take that, run with it, use it however you want, and run with it that way. Now, thanks to our sponsor, CPA on Duty, for all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning. And I have more sponsors coming on the show, and you'll hear from them in a few days, maybe sometime early next week. And but that's great. That means the show is growing, and that's because of my listeners. You guys listen to the show, I can say, hey, I got these many listeners that hear your message, your commercial. So you need to get your commercial on my show. So I'm in the process of getting those guys to do some audio for me so I can upload what they have to the show and start getting their money. They get their money, right? So let's do it. Today's weather, we had a high today. Well, that's not right. We had a high today of 66 degrees in the ATL. Right now it's 62. Here, looking at tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be rain. Looks like the rain is going to start about 3 or 4 in the morning. And it's going to rain up until about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And then it'll be more rain on Thursday. Friday, we got sunshine at 61. Saturday, my big day at the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Fest is going to be sunny and 62. Sunday is going to be sunny and 65. So tomorrow and Thursday, take your umbrellas with you, guys. Take your umbrellas, your rain hats, your boots, whatever you do for the rain, take it with you tomorrow, because it's going to be raining tomorrow. All right? So that's your weather. We got my sponsor out of the way. We got the word of the day done. Let's get into the show. Today's show is entitled, Is Age Just a Number When It Comes to Dating? Okay? So, I want to discuss. Now, I'd like for you guys to call into the show and tell me what's your age. What's too young? What's too old? And what's the problem with it? Okay? And all I have to say is, well, not all I have to say, but what I have to say about this is that when it comes to age, and they say that is age just a number? For some people, it is. For some people, age is just a number. Okay? For some people. But for others, you say, nah, he's a little bit too old for me, or she's a little bit too young for me, or he's a little bit too young for me. And that may be true, right? That may be true. But how do you know it's true if you don't get into some type of dialogue with them, some kind of try to pick their brains? You have someone who like this one young lady told me that she had one of the little young bucks, you know, hit on her. And I'm like, okay, hit on you. You know, you mean he asked her to go out on a date. And she told me that she wouldn't date no one who was more than 5 years younger or 5 years older than her. So this guy was more than 5 years younger than her, and she wouldn't date him. Okay. But my thing is that, you know, although he may be 5 years younger than you or what have you, you didn't find out this guy's maturity level or anything. Now, granted, she may not be looking for, you know, for a man, but until you have dialogue with these people, until you kind of pick their brains and see where they are in life and all this different kind of stuff, then you really don't know. Right? You really don't know. But she said that was one of her little deal breakers right there. You know, you got to be within that age range to, I guess, to even get a chance with her. Y'all understand? You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm not saying that she's limiting her opportunities, so to speak. But who knows? You know, who knows? Personally, for me, and I mean, I've been married 30 years, guys. I've been out the dating game forever. But when you think about it, for me, if I were a single man dating, I'm not afraid to say it. I'm 53 years old. I would probably date someone that's 40. I may date a 40-year-old. Now, I'd rather go younger than go that much older. Okay? And that's just me. That's just my preference. Now, you, like I say, I'd like for you guys to call in. And when you call in, just press the number 1 on your keypad. And that'll let me know that you'd like to be on the show and say a few words. I just want to know what's your age limit? What's too young? What's too old? And why? And you guys who are listening online, the call-in number is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. So I have a caller on the line from the 678 area code. The first 3 digits are 698. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this, and where you calling from?
Hey, Frank, this is Smokey.
Smokey!
What's going on?
Hey, you got it, brother. What's happening?
You know, everything's everything.
Everything, you everything. Know, that's what I like to hear, brother.
Yeah, man, I had, you know, I got a opinion on everything. I just don't maybe get to call in every time. But it's 2 things about it. I have no age limit. I have no age limit on getting with someone, having sex, messing around. You know, well, I do have an age limit. You got to be over 18. You got to be grown.
Yeah.
Let me get that clear first.
Right.
You know, but other than that, as far as the sexual thing, having fun, there is no age limit. But as far as, because I'm 53 too, as you know, there is no age limit. I mean, there is an age limit as far as if I'm going to try and get serious with someone.
Yeah.
Because I would want someone to be on my same maturity level. She can be younger. And see, this age thing, it really doesn't matter unless, say, if you, I'm 53 and I'm trying to get with an 18-year-old and have a serious relationship. You know, ain't nowhere in the world she's nowhere near my, you know, mental and maturity level. You know,
right.
So that would be crazy. But if I'm 53 and get somebody 30, you know, something like that, that may work. And
right.
if I'm a go for an age limit, I say, as far as younger, it'll be 30 years. I mean, one would be 30 years old. They'll be like 23 years younger than me. But at the same time, you got to realize that, especially as a man, it's going to be some sexual difficulties, you know, to come. You know, with your age and she's not reaching her sexual peak until she's in the 40s and 50s and stuff, and you be like, 70 or whatever, you know, That's where some problems could come in.
Right. So you said that maybe you date a 30-year-old, so she's like 23 years younger than you. So, you know, I think a lot of people look at it as, okay, if I'm dating a 30-year-old, that means I was already 23 years old when she was born. And I think a lot of people look at it like that and not look at it where, okay, she's 30, she very mature at that age, and yeah, we could have a relationship. But like you said, now you get older when she get to be 40 or 45 years old or whatever, and you know 68, 69, 70 years old, then it's gonna be a problem right there.
Big problem.
You think you lose her right there?
Either that, or I would have to accept that when she's going out with the girls, it's not with the girls all the time, and you don't say nothing, I don't say nothing, you know, and just accept that may be happening. Or I have to look at my health at that age and, like, you know, maybe she's just waiting on me to croak.
You know,
I mean, that's something that, you know, would definitely is going to, even with the Viagra and all that stuff, you know,
right.
You can only take so many of them, and she's at her sexual peak, and that's going to be a problem. And even though I know folks are always like to say sex ain't everything, and you know, when you talk about sex and, you know, relationships and if that affect things or whatever, but it's a big part of it.
Oh yeah, it's a gigantic part of it. And you're right. You know, you get to a point where you can't maybe you can't satisfy her physically or maybe you can, but you just can't, you know, go that long, you know, and you know, she, you know, she got a problem with that, you know,
yeah.
Hey, you know, I, you know, you get together and he's like, hey, I, you know, I'm done, but I'll be back in a few hours.
You know,
you know what I'm saying?
You know
what I'm saying? Don't go nowhere, girl. I'll be back in a few hours. But, you know,
you have to be willing to bring a vibrator into the situation to take up where you left off. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But she'd have to work with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But now,
what if she wants you to, you know, do the stroking with it?
Hey, you know, like I said, you know, I don't know, you know.
I didn't mean to get all off the subject on it, but
but, you know, I don't know, man. Like I say, I've been out the dating game a long, long time, and you know, I'm just trying to get my listeners to come out and tell me what's going on with that, because, like I said, for me, if I was a single man at 53 years old, I would probably date a 35-year-old, if she digging me and I'm digging her, you know, I probably won't just run out there going after a 35-year-old girl. Let's show me your driver's license, girl. Tell me how old you, that wouldn't be it. But, you know, we connect eyes and start talking or whatever. And then, you know, she later on down the road, next few days, she say, you know, by the way, and I've asked her, by the way, how old are you? She say 35. 36, 37, I'm okay with that.
Yep.
You know, but probably 30 and 25, I probably wouldn't even get into that. You know, I probably wouldn't even want to even take her out on a date. I probably wouldn't even want to take her out for a couple of drinks or something. I probably wouldn't even get into that. 25, 28 year old. I probably wouldn't get into that. But like I say, hey, everybody's different, right?
Yeah. No and problem. See, with the 30-year-old, and if you did decide to, like, okay, I'm just going to have fun with whatever, that could end up leading you into changing your mind. So if you're going to stay away from it, it best to just stay away from certain ages, right? Because once you get hooked up like that, you know, feelings can, you know, be caught.
Right. Right. And that's the whole thing. Like I say, she tell me she 25 years old or 30 years old or whatever, I wouldn't even get into that. I'd just be like, okay, this ain't gonna work. But you know, like you said,
what if she tell you? You tell her your age, and then she like, well, he's older, so I'm just gonna tell him I'm like 38 or 39 or something like that, and then you find out once you get into her that she's really 30. Would you stay in it?
Well, at that point, if she done lied to me like that, then you know that we probably part ways right there. That's a deal breaker for me, because you know you're gonna lie to me about your age. You know, you're going to lie to me about some more stuff. And, I don't want to be having to pry things out of you all the time because I think you're lying to me about it. You know what I'm saying? So don't lie to me and tell me you 38 when you really, you know, when you really 35. You know, but again... You know, like I said, you know, that's for some guys or some girls or some women or whatever. It's okay. You know, it's okay. And I never been known to lie about my age. Oh, I could care less how old people think I am or know I am or whatever. I am what I am. You with me?
All the way.
So, hey,
I flunk proudly.
Yeah.
Because when folks see me, they're like, shit, I thought you like in your 40s, you know, mid-40s or something. I'd be like, y'all, I be feeling good.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't no spring chicken, but ain't no old man either.
I'm trying to tell you, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
I still
so,
got some razzle-dazzle.
Yes, sir. This guy I knew you used to say all the time. I may have snow on the rooftop, but I still got fire in the fireplace.
I'm telling you, boy.
He had plenty of money, and he was married, been married a long time. But you know, like he said, I might have gray snow on the rooftop, but I still got a fire in the fireplace. So that's the whole thing. But hey, Smokey, I'm gonna call you, man, as soon as the show over. I need to talk to you about something.
Okay.
All right. But I appreciate you calling, man. I appreciate you calling for sure. Keep listening to the show, brother.
Oh, you know it.
All right. So hey guys, you know, that's what it's about. That's exactly what I'm trying to get you guys to call in and just tell me how you feel about this situation. You heard the other caller talk about he's the same age I am, and he could go for 35. I believe he'd go for 25. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. Different folks have different strokes. And so some people don't mind. Some people just say, hey, age is just a number. Age is just a number. But, you know, when you know, you start getting to be 55, 60, 70 years old, age is a number. And it's a big number. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm trying to do here is just understand some of the things that people think about as far as age, when it comes to age. I know when we were younger, man, you know, you may have tried anything when you were younger. You may have tried, say you 19, 20 years old in college, and you went out to a club or something. You may have tried a 35, 40-year-old woman then, and you were 20 years old. Okay? So, and a lot of times you don't know how old she is. You just see the body and the face. And, you know, I think I did a show about this a while ago, talking about when you see a woman, or you see a man, and you're looking for a man, or you're looking for a woman, and you see that person, you already know the kind of woman that you want. You already know what you want her to look like. You don't want her to be, and I'm guys, don't take this personally, but you know, you may not want a fat one. You may not want a skinny one. You know, you may want one that's nice and good looking woman. And you might not like the long hair down to it, but you may like the short hair, a little shoulder length or even shorter. And, you know, you may not like the dark skinned women, or you may like the dark skinned women. That's your personal preference. So I'm just saying that when you see, and I told the ladies this a while back, you see a man, if you're looking and you see a man out there that has all the physical things that you're looking for, he's dark, he's tall, he's, you know, good looking guy, he, you know, he's got a couple of muscles, whatever, then why do you sit back and not say anything to this guy? If he's by himself, I'm saying. Now, if he's with someone, you're not going to say anything to him. But if he's by himself and you kind of watch him for a little bit and figure out he's by himself, why wouldn't you approach him and just say something? I don't want him to feel like I'm loose out there. Well, hey, if you're loose, you're loose, right? If you're not, you're not. You might be loose and say something. You may not be loose and say something. What's the difference? Okay? So that's my whole thing, and that's the same thing with men. Why are men thought of as the ones who are supposed to approach these women all the time? You know, that may be the case, but a woman or a man may just miss that man, that guy, or that girl, may just miss that guy, that girl that was meant for them because they didn't say nothing to them. They may see them later on down the road or whatever, you know, but you got to say something, I think. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. I do want you guys to call in. I do want you guys to tell me how you feel about this subject. Is age just a number when it comes to dating? And for me, I don't think age is just a number for dating. I got a cutoff, right? And there's the caller that called in earlier, he's got a cutoff too, but it's a little bit further than mine. Okay? So, again, it's different people that want different things. And so with So with that, that's going to push me right into tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show is going to be dynamite. I already have everything together for it and pushing it out there. I'm ready. I've been picking some brains about it. Hey, tomorrow's show is going to be dynamite. And then on this morning, I wanted to tell you guys, this weekend, my event this weekend here in Atlanta, I know there are people all over the place listening to the show, but here in Atlanta, there's a beer, bourbon, and barbecue event happening on Saturday downtown Atlantic Station, where the Pitmasters, I know you guys heard of the Pitmasters, the Pitmasters put on this event. And a lot of restaurants around Atlanta are going to be there, and they're going to be roasting whole hogs. And it's $40 per person, but you can go to the VIP thing. I think it's $80 per person. It starts at 12, but I'm not paying $80 for it. I'm paying $40 to go to the 2 to 6 session. And but it's all the beer you can drink, all the bourbon you can drink, and all the barbecue that you can eat. Who does not want to hit that place? I'm going to hit them, and I'm going to hit them hard. I had a buddy of mine call me last night after the show. He said, Frank, you think they still got tickets available? Well, when I got my tickets, they said they were sold out. But I went online. Well, I had my daughter go online this morning, and she got a ticket for him. So I don't understand what sold out is. I guess it's like the Falcons game. They say they're sold out, but they still have, 18,000 tickets left. Sold out, I guess, is at a certain amount, and they call that sold out. But yeah, we have tickets. We're going to meet up and go down there this weekend and have a ball. I don't know if I'm going to be walking back, riding back, or stumbling back. But I think, and that's what I did. And the reason I'm going, if it was vodka, I probably wouldn't be there. If it was gin, I probably wouldn't be there. If it was what other kind of rum or something, I probably wouldn't be there. But it's bourbon. That's my drink, okay? And beer, I'm not a big beer drinker. And I know I'm rattling on. I'm not a big beer drinker, but I can drink a few beers, all right? And you push me out. You push me, I'll drink a few beers. Put it in my face, I'll drink it, a beer, as long as it's cold. And I know I shouldn't promote other people's things without them paying me. But at Valentine's Day, I took my girls downtown to this restaurant called the Steamhouse Lounge. And we ate there on Valentine's Day, seafood. And I ordered a beer, and you guys wouldn't believe the beer that they brought us. It was 16 ounces. It was cold as all get out. And it was a Pabst Blue Ribbon. I don't know if you guys, some of you guys don't even know what Pabst Blue Ribbon is, but it was a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, and it was cold as all get out, and I sucked that thing down so fast, I was like, hey, bring me another one of those PBRs. And we had a ball that night. We had a ball that night. I wasn't driving. I'm not going to be driving this weekend, but we're going to have a ball this weekend. And if anybody wants to attend this event, just let me know. And you can go to Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue. You can go to the site. Or you can just put that in the computer, and it'll pull everything up. And you can get your ticket. And come on down. I'll be there, mingling around from tent to tent, tent to tent, tent to tent. I heard they have about 100 tents down there. 100 tents down there. And you can go from tent to tent drinking and eating all these. I'm going to get my 4 hours in. I'm going from 2 to 6. I want to be there at 2. And I'm going from 2 to 6. And I may stay later than 2. I may stay later than 6. Because if I stay later than 6, I'll help a couple of people, you know, pack up their tents and stuff like that. And then they'll probably say, "Hey, Frank, why don't you take that home with you? All we're going to do is throw it out anyway. Take that home with you." And there's no telling what that'll be. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Well, I want to stay with you guys for another 2 hours, but that's the way the ball bounces, right? So I'm gonna slow it down right now. Take my foot off the gas. Take the cruise control off. And we're gonna go out of here right. All right? We're gonna go out of here right. I have a few songs up in my queue now that I can pop, and I know, you know, this is the way it is. Now, this is old school. Probably got some young cats listening to the show, but you just had to deal with it. This my show. Hey, this Frank. I'm over. I'm out. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Same time, same place. 6:30. Right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, Smokey, I'm getting ready to call you, buddy.
What's your name?
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived
Come
a
on,
little
y'all.
Boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, "Keep still, boy, no need for static." Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, "Why'd you hit me?" The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, "I'll do years if I pull this trigger." So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good, and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming, and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
"I need bullets, hurry up, run."
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, "Back off, for honey here's dead." Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers' cast. Good night.
Knock 'em out the box, Rick. Knock 'em out, Rick.
Oh, boy. That'll go.
Knock 'em out the box.